Hi, everybody. Welcome to Domain Sherpa. And thank you for tuning in to the podcast with the best domain name and digital asset content in the world. Today's episode is a Sherpa short titled Miami Vice, featuring the media options team with Matthew, Chris, and Drew. And for today's show, we're live in Miami Beach for a company offsite talking about the current state of the domain industry, looking at trends and current events and all that good stuff. We also recap a little domain summit that we had on a yacht here in Miami with a few domain legends, including the one and only domain King Rick Schwartz. All that and more is coming up on today's show. Also, some exciting news that matches up well with our trip. Domain Sherpa is proud to be an official media partner for NamesCon Global 2025, which is going to be a premier event for the domain and digital asset industry in 2025. We're excited to bring you exclusive coverage, insights, and behind-the-scenes content as industry leaders gather in Miami on November 5th and 6th to shape the future of digital assets. Early bird pricing is over, but you can still secure tickets for 20% off the current rates using our promo code, which is DS20. That's DS20. Learn more in the link with the show notes or simply go to namescon.com. And remember, if you're listening to the audio version of this podcast, you can also watch the video version at domainsherpa.com and on our YouTube channel at ds.tv. You can also listen to the shows on Apple and Spotify and other podcast platforms as well. So please make sure to hit the like button and the subscribe button and all that good stuff everywhere that you can and help Domain Sherpa grow the pie. We also integrate our shows with Muse.ai, which provides search functionality for the shows and transcripts as well. So definitely check all that out. And huge, huge shout out to DNWE, short for Domain Name Wholesale Exchange. It's a trading platform designed specifically for domain investors, streamlining the process of buying and selling domain names to make it quicker and easier. With a community of over 3,500 investors, DNWE enhances market liquidity, facilitating more efficient transactions with standard domain listings, reverse auctions, standard auctions, and soon to be added portfolio auctions, including traffic portfolios. DNWE is part of EW3N, a family-run digital asset investment company based in London, England, that also operates DomainManage.com, which is a global sales platform, and Brandable.UK, which is a marketplace for UK and co.UK domain names. And also, huge shout out to Unstoppable Domains, the only ICANN-accredited registrar that lets you trade DNS domains on-chain and access crypto investors. With 3% commissions, at-cost renewals, and hundreds of resellers soon to be integrated, they're a cutting-edge marketplace you need to know about and use to get more sales and keep your costs down. Unstoppable can save you thousands in registration costs. They have $5.com Fridays and $1.xyz Wednesdays every week and $5 off all transfers in, no promo code required. And last but certainly not least, shout out to our own Business Media Options, the number one domain brokerage in the world, 7 years in a row, escrow masters of the domains. Go to escrow.com and check that out. But find out more at mediaoptions.com, where you can also sign up for our newsletter for the best domain names and domain opportunities available in the market every week, and also featuring key insights and other helpful information related to branding, naming, and domain investing. With all that, it's now time to get into this episode of Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. What's up, Sherpa Network? Thank you for tuning in today. My name is Jonathan Tenenbaum, a.k.a. JT, a.k.a. J-On, a.k.a. Sherpa Winfrey, host and producer of Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. Today, we are here live, special show, special episode here in Miami. We've got a media options, Domain Sherpa, offsite team meeting, talking domains, life, the future, the present, the past, all that good stuff. And so we're going to give you guys a little bit of a look into what we're doing. We're going to talk about some things, and then we're just going to kind of see where it goes. So let me go ahead and just keep things moving right off the bat. I'm going to go over to my left. I got my boy Andrew Rosner, aka Morpheus, aka the Dirk Diggler of Digital Assets, aka Bodley Swagger the Sniper, Drew got what I need, all that good stuff. And here live in the flesh, in person. What's going on, dude?
No, great week. Very productive. You know, we came into this week with a lot of uncertainty, some open questions about, what does the future of domain names look like, in particular as the whole world converges with AI, and what does that mean for domains? What does that mean for our business? What do we need to do to stay the same? What do we need to do to change? Here we are, it's Friday. We've been here 4 days. And I think we got a lot of answers to those questions.
Yeah.
In particular, we had an amazing day yesterday got out on a nice big 82-foot yacht.
That's right.
With the domain king, Rick Schwartz.
Well, big shout out to Rick.
Special guest.
Yeah.
Hey, we had Michael Birkins, long time no see, retired domain kingpin. And of course, our boy, Slavik Viner, the one and only.
Slav Lion.
Never to be seen. Slav Lion in the house. And I would say, you know, I'm sorry to all y'all that we couldn't record that conversation, but I think, you know, the whole world missed out on probably the single most epic domain conversation that's ever been had in the domain name industry. It was words among titans.
It was good.
And it was phenomenal. We had a great day out on the water. We had some amazing conversation with great company. You know, really special thanks to Rick, who brought the heat. You know, I put this whole thing together. I said, look, in times of uncertainty, sometimes you got to get out of these channels of thinking that you're stuck in. And says, what I'm going to do is I'm going to put everybody in a captive space on the back of a boat. And I'm going to throw a grenade in the room and see what happens.
That's it.
And that's what we did. We threw a grenade in the room. And a lot happened. We had great conversations that led to many insights. And yeah, I think that's what we're going to chat about a little bit.
Yeah. No, it was great for sure. So, all right. Well, cool. Well, let me continue going along with the introductions. Further over to my left, we got the one and only Chris Zeiker, a.k.a. Zeik Tyson, a.k.a. World War Z, a.k.a. the Brand Whisperer, all that good stuff. So, Chris, what's going on, man? I mean, how you doing?
I would say just with Drew, it was great conversations. Love Miami, first time. Love the energy.
Yeah, you do. I mean,
shout out Miami. You know what I'm saying? Like if you remember, you know what I mean? After Austin, I was like, well, why do people come here? This is the worst place. It's just not the worst, obviously. But I mean, I just got no love for Austin. But Miami is a vibe.
Yeah, Miami is a vibe. Shout out to the Miami Beach Edition, you know, for hooking us up. Like the space. I don't know if the music, you can hear it, but that's a little bit something.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
But they gave us this amazing space here at the hotel to do our thing. And, big shout out to them. All right, well, let's keep it moving because we have some other things to talk about. I got some other Miami-related stuff I want to mention. But first, let me go all the way over to my left. We got the one and only Matthew Zeiker, a.k.a. The Kid, a.k.a. Matlock, a.k.a. Master Chief.
What's going on, man?
How are you?
Doing good. It's been awesome in Miami. It's been great to catch up with everybody again. All the fantastic conversations we've had over the week.
Yeah. Well, you know, and I do think credit to Drew and, you know, scheduling the boat ride with, you know, obviously, you know, getting to spend time with somebody like Rick, Birkins, Slavik. You know, our team meetings are always great. And when we get together in person, also a huge shout out to Billy, who's behind the scenes doing all the, and we've got multiple cameras. We've got wireless mics. We've got a board. We've got all this setup stuff that.
I didn't even know we had all this stuff.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
And God, I paid for it.
I paid for this microphone. I'm going to do what I want. But big shout out to Billy, you know, but it's always great getting the team together. But then when we can get, you know, some other voices and, you know, somebody like Rick, who you just don't get. Now, if you haven't seen it though, big shout out to Jen Sale and Shane and Rick. They did an extended 10 with Jen, where they got Rick on there. So that was great. So if you haven't seen that yet, definitely check that out. And, we'll probably, you might even see Rick on a domain trip or sometime soon, but we're not going to get into that right now, but speaking of the Miami thing, you know, this has been an absolute blast. I mean, I'm a Florida guy, so for me, this isn't that far outside of our, like, sort of normal day-to-day, but Miami Beach, South Beach is an absolute vibe. NamesCon, so it's November 5th and 6th. We've got NamesCon coming up back here in Miami, so which I think, you know, you alluded to it talking about going from Austin to Miami. It is going to be an awesome time. We're going to be there. You're going to be back.
Yep.
You guys
can't
will be
wait.
There.
I'll tell you what, even more so than before, I was already planning to come. But, you know, after spending the week here in Miami, I'm hype.
Yeah.
I'm hype. I can't wait to come back.
Oh, it's going
to
be great. So, and that's actually going to be at the Ice Palace Studio. So that's going to be on the other side. So we're currently here in Miami Beach, Mid Beach actually is where we're at the moment. That's going to be on the other side of the water. So it's going to be a little bit north of downtown, a little bit south of Wynwood. It's at the Ice Palace Studios, I believe. Ice Palace Film Studios. That's going to be a great time. Again, we're going to be doing a live Sherpa. Drew will be speaking. We'll be there. We're going to do some auction preview stuff, a lot of what we normally do. I'm really, really excited that they moved it from Austin to Miami. I think it is time to get it kind of back to its roots. I think that also makes it kind of create sort of a complimentary piece to the ICA meeting that happens in Vegas. Also, make sure you start getting your stuff together for that in January. A lot of great stuff in the domain space. I mean, I feel like we're kind of coming back. I don't know. It feels like, you know, you go through these sort of ebbs and flows of different things. And I think you've got OGs that are sort of like resurfacing in a meaningful way. I think you've got some of the stuff that's happening. Would you agree? I mean, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I think that one of the big takeaways from our conversation yesterday is that I think, you know, we're in a transitional phase. And that has, there's a lot of layers to that onion. But, you know, what it means is that you've got people in different positions, but most of them are in this sort of wait and see what's going to happen with the economy, what's going to happen with tariffs, what's going to happen with, you know, the debt, what's going to happen with Bitcoin, what's going to happen with, you know, inflation. And so there's a lot of uncertainty that's out there. We were feeling it coming into this week. And I think a lot of people just had a lot of open questions, but I think really, we really got deep into that conversation yesterday. We peeled back a lot of layers of the onion. And, you know, I think what it means for us and for domains is that, I think we're on the precipice of radical change for the positive. I think that we've got, you know, I've been trying to formalize the way that I see the next 5 or 10 years in the domain space, in particular, how AI will influence domains and what does that mean? And ultimately, I arrived with a fairly pessimistic view of, okay, we've got a 2-3, maybe a 5-year window where domain names are still that meaningful portal for human interaction with the internet. But then maybe we're going to be totally disintermediated by AI agents and other forms of maybe AI hardware. And, you know, the way that we engage directly with the internet would change. And I was pessimistic about that. But I think, you know, I don't want to give away all the secret recipe that we arrived at, because I think we had some really profound insights that are going to drive the next few years of our business. But long story short, I actually think that the things I was afraid of disintermediating us are actually potentially the things that are going to drive the next decade of domain value and in our business.
Yeah.
And so I'm pretty excited. I'm extremely optimistic. I'm grateful. I'm grateful for the conversations yesterday and Rick and Perkins and Slavik and you know, I think all those insights are going to lead to an awful lot of new business.
Yeah, a lot of success. So that is the hope. So, Chris, what about you? What was kind of your big takeaway either from that conversation or this week in general?
I mean, first, just great to be there, you know, just to hear the confidence, the frames. You know, I think, Drew, you said it's like there's two roads that were two possibilities, right? There's two roads that could have happened. And I think my big takeaway in hearing that was that, you know, looking at the past, you know, Rick said it a couple of times, but, you know, we're probably maybe 3 months to 18 months out from a shift happening, right? Happening in the economy. And when that switch flips, it's going to flip quick.
Yes.
You know? Yeah. And so, you know, it's like,
it's going to be a tsunami.
Yeah. Be prepared. You know, there's just paradigms are shifting. You know, there's a lot going into, maybe we can get into later, but just, I wrote some notes down here with what he said.
Yeah, I would go right into it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, some of the insights.
Yeah. You know, so, yeah,
you know, we don't want to give him the secret sauce, but you know, there was some really great insights that, you know, I think we can give the people some sound bites.
Okay. Yeah. I think the first one is that, similar to Reagan time, I think, you know, kind of looking back at past
and again,
history.
Again, credit to Rick on a lot of this.
Yeah. This is 100% his frame. This is 100% him. And I told him I quoted him too. I was like, I'm quoting you on that one.
Yeah.
You know, we're very similar. It's going to take time, you know, 3 months to 18 months out. You know, when the money printing happens, when the economy kind of shifts, people get settled and confident, it's going to happen very quickly. You know, very similar to real estate.
Yeah, one of the things I thought that was kind of cool, and this is where I think it's really important when you get sort of OGs, people that have been through this for so long, you know, they have historical perspective. And I think that's really important. And exactly, it's like pattern recognition, right? You know, talking about, hey, it's like when Reagan, you know, when Reagan became president and it took X amount of time based on policies and different things. And like, you know, I think a lot of that kind of stuff is it's important because, as we say, history doesn't repeat itself.
Well, everybody was up in arms and said, this isn't going to work, this isn't going to work. And then it worked. And then because it worked, you had half the Democratic Party switching to Republicans because they said, oh, wow, those policies worked.
And a lot of prosperity and all that
kind
of stuff.
You got to, you know.
You know, at least in the lane that we're talking about, right? And we say history doesn't repeat itself, but it often rhymes.
Yep.
You know, and shout out to Mark Twain. And that's kind of, I think, the ability to be able to see the patterns, to see the recurring themes that ultimately drive
change.
You know, yeah, and results one way or the other, right? And, you know, so Rick is obviously very bullish on domains, you know, and he's very bullish on these next few years. So I thought that was really, really cool.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know,
what I went into this week with, my biggest question was, how long is the shelf life on the domain name aftermarket? You know, is it 3 to 5 years? Is it 10 years? Or is it forever? Forever is a big word, but, you know.
Yeah, relatively indefinite.
And the truth was, is I've never been more uncertain about that question. I've built my business for the last 15 years with my head down. Well, more than that, 17 years, you know, head down, just brutally executing, with no thought of really even tomorrow, really just executing today to get to tomorrow. And for the first time, the last few months, I've been deeply reflecting on, okay, we're clearly in probably the most profound paradigm shift of my career, certainly in the domain space. And what does that mean? Is that shortening the timeline that I've got to build this business? Is that shortening the timeline for our domain investments? Is that increasing it? What does it mean? And as I said earlier, I was relatively pessimistic about it. But I think that where I've arrived at is just to reinforce what I've said 100 times and what others have said and what Rick has said, that is, domain names are fundamental to the internet. The internet is ultimately the landscape of AI. It will always be the landscape of AI. And we will always, every brand will always need a global digital headquarters. And there is no way to replace that but for a domain name.
Yeah.
And so, yes, can an agentic AI communicate with an IP address? Sure. That was the easy conversation. Yeah, sure. But at the end of the day, these things are responsive to humans. They work on behalf of humans. And that relationship that humans have with a brand is ultimately what is always going to drive commerce. And I think, in addition to that, we, you know, again, this is some of the stuff I don't want to really get into detail, but I think there's some pretty novel use cases for domain names coming in the pipeline that I haven't heard anybody in the domain space talking about. That is probably the actual, this is actually the trigger that will drive the next, maybe not next year or the year after, but sometime after that, these are the factors that are going to drive the next 10 years of domain value.
Yeah.
And potentially in a much more parabolic way than we could have ever imagined in the current state of the domain market.
Yeah.
Domain names truly could be one of the single most fundamental asset classes. And again, I don't think that happens tomorrow, probably not next year, probably not the year after, but sometime in the next 5 to 10 years, I think that the world is going to look back on these early days of the domain name aftermarket, and they're going to say, wow, that group of hooligans that was, you know, out here flipping domain names and, you know, buying it for this and selling it for 100x. That whole concept is going to be absurd because everybody will have a deep understanding that domain names are the bedrock of the internet. They are going to be the home of, you know, I'll throw out one of these concepts, which is where people are developing these agentic autonomous personalities, these characters. You know, Rick has his Betty AI. And, you know, as we flush through that, it's like, of course that's going to move from one thread in your ChatGPT to being an autonomous entity.
Yeah.
And then once it becomes an autonomous entity, it wants to engage with more than just you. And once it starts to engage with more than just you, then it needs to go live somewhere that it can engage with more people.
Right.
Is that a piece of hardware? If it is a piece of hardware, that hardware needs to be connected to the internet. And through the Internet of Things, there's going to be a need for domain names. Or is it just going to go live at Betty.ai? And it's going to be this open source, individual, autonomous entity that is AI driven. It's been trained for fit for purpose, or maybe it's more broad, or whatever it is, but it's going to go live somewhere.
Right,
and that place is going to be a domain name.
Yeah.
Well, it's going to engage with the world, and it's going to get stronger and faster and smarter. And this might be what the future of the internet looks like.
And better or bettier.
Bettier. You
know what I'm saying? That was terrible. That was horrible. Billy, cut it.
Got it, Billy. Got it.
No, but Drew, I mean, I can see that little autonomous moats of personality.
Yes.
Right? It's like, hey, and that would be the strategic advantage too, is like, hey, this is Drew's personality, right? And you gotta plug in, you gotta pay to get that.
What would you give to pick Steve Jobs' brain right now about a particular thing?
Right.
On design. Right.
Yeah.
What would you give to ask, you know, any of the greatest thinkers or any of the greatest business people or any of the greatest intellectuals or academics?
That's right.
Yes.
To be able to go in and get a highly correlated feedback to a specific person or a specific thought process or a specific methodology or a specific, you know, there could be the Rosner equation AI agent. And it's called, maybe it's, you know, it's called Mo, M-O for mediocrity, right? And it's called Mo. And we got Mo, and you can go to, you know, whatever it is, and you go speak to Mo, and you can get a Rosner equation direct influence AI agent derived valuation on your domain name. You can ask interactive questions. Why did you think about it like this? Right. You don't just get a number spit out. You can go have a conversation.
Well, yeah, and I think what's crazy.
You can introduce context. And you can say, well, what is it worth if I'm selling it to this particular company? This is the guy I'm negotiating with. And based on all that you can see on his Twitter and his LinkedIn and all the history that's on the internet about this guy, how should I value this domain? How should I engage with this individual?
The use case, truly mind-blowing. I think the use case, like, we don't even know what the use case is.
Yeah.
Right. But they all need a brand. And I think that, so the conversation we had yesterday was awesome. It's like macro, two roads, right? there's going to be a, I think the consensus was like something is shifting. The second point is that the market doesn't quite know it yet, right? So it's like, prices.
Something already shifted.
Yeah, something shifted. Prices don't, know it yet. There's buyers coming back and looking for 2022 pricing, 2020 pricing. And it's like, listen, the market moved. Yeah.
The guy that
very
told
similar
you,
to real estate,
the guy that told you to pound sand in 2022.
Yeah, it's like, hey,
he's
about
up in
that.
2025
you
know, and he still
deal,
wants that price. And sorry.
But very similar to Miami real estate, right? It's like, you look around. I mean, you were like the group was saying, Miami real estate's like, skyrocketed, right?
Yeah.
Just in the last 5 years. Very similar to domain names, right? It's the foundation. We don't know the use cases yet. We just came up with the one right here, right?
Yeah.
That you could monetize
with
your voice. You plug in. I don't know how that works.
No, but those are just logistics, right? And I think that's the thing. When people talk all the time about very busy people, all of us, how many times do people say, I wish I could clone myself? That's literally and then now you'll get to that point where you can, where access becomes relatively, available to everyone, like the Steve Jobs example, because, he's alive again. And
just think about
he's not limited by you can't meet with more than one person at one time. Instead, it's unlimited. So real quick, Matthew, what was your, I just want to get you into the room a little bit and let you say something. But Greg, for you, from a takeaway standpoint, based on just, you know, whether it was the conversation yesterday or some of the conversations that we've had over the last couple of days, what's your sort of biggest aha moment, thing you're the most excited about going forward, or just thing that you think is really, really interesting?
I think the most interesting part of being in the room for all these conversations is
that, speaking to your mic.
The most interesting part is being able to sit with all these titans in the industry, all these people who've been doing this for 17, 18 years with me.
Well, Rick and Slavik, 30 years.
Yeah. All the wealth of knowledge, being able to listen to all that, all these people being raw about what's going on, what the future looks like. It was very interesting to listen to.
Does it change your outlook? Because you deal with potential buyers and sellers of domains on a daily basis, right? So does it change your outlook, or do you see yourself now having different types of conversations? Do you have a different sort of level of like directness, confidence now to have those conversations?
I think my outlook is like the current market. It shifted, but it doesn't know it yet. And I'm trying to figure out what that looks like and how all that would be applied to that, but absolutely, definitely some shifts going on.
Cool, man. All right, so you mentioned Betty. When you talk about Betty, interestingly, the domain you tied it to was Betty.ai. You may have said on the boat yesterday, and I don't know, because, I mean, you know, we were drinking and hanging out, but you may have said that, you know, maybe you miscalculated a little bit around the demand for .ai domain names. What's your thought on that?
Okay, so I think there's some nuance to this. So look, I'm not too proud to admit when I'm wrong, okay? But I'm not going to admit that I was fully wrong. What I think, what I will say is the following. There is more demand for .ai domain names than I anticipated.
Yeah.
What I got wrong was that I was looking too far in the future. Yeah. I think more today than ever before that I was right. I just got the timeline wrong. If you look forward 3 years, maybe it's five, but it's probably 2 or 3 years, then I think I'm spot on. I think that AI is ubiquitous, and putting a .ai on the end of your domain name, it only makes sense for a very limited number of companies that are truly a pure play AI tool. Everybody else is going to be an AI company because you'll be out of business if you're not an AI company, even if you're a freaking pizza maker, okay? But that doesn't mean you need to have AI in your name. Right. Google doesn't need google.search or googlesearch.com. They don't need it because it's implied. And that's going to be the case. Every company will be an AI company, and therefore AI in your brand name makes it redundant. It's unnecessary. Because it'll just be ubiquitous, okay? So I think that's right. I'm very confident in that position, whether it's 2 years, 3 years, maybe it's five. But that, what I missed is that there was a window in which people could make a lot of money.
On-ramp.
This on-ramp. This Cambrian explosion of new ideas, new businesses. And yes, it's easier to raise your funding if you've got the .ai on your name, because these VCs are like, you know, rabid freaking animals that just want to throw money at AI. Like, I don't know who's the winner, so let me give money to every company that says they're an AI company, right? And so there's this Cambrian explosion of ideas and new company creation and business creation. And ultimately, that has created an opportunity. And this is the nuance and the important part. That created an opportunity for the people who were the early adopters with the foresight to get into .ai domain names from 2017 until 2022, okay? And those people bought .ai domain names for, let's say, registration fee of $125 a year. Those people bought super premium domain names in the expired .ai auctions for hundreds of dollars, thousands of dollars. When I took the hardline position that this .ai domain investment wave was a bad idea or a bad investment or didn't have legs, I still think I'm right, because that position, when I started speaking publicly about it, was probably, what, 2022, 2023? And the truth was, and still is, that if you were trying to enter the .AI market at that time, you were paying tens of thousands of dollars to get these names in the hopes of selling them for maybe a 50% return or a double, maybe a triple. In very few cases, could you buy a domain for 10, 20, 30 grand and sell it for 5x or 10x? And the expectation in the domain market, or what your expectation should be in the domain market, because that is the opportunity, is to sell it for 5x or 10x or 20x or 100x. Speaking with Rick and with Slavik yesterday, they're looking for 100 baggers, right? They're not looking for, let me make 50%, 30%, because we're taking enormous amounts of risk in a completely non-liquid market to acquire these names, to hold them indefinitely, and to study them and understand them. And to do that requires excessive returns, because otherwise it's very difficult long-term, zoomed out, it's very difficult to generate a return of investment on your entire portfolio. You cannot look at any individual name in a vacuum. You have to look at your whole portfolio. If you've got 1,000 .AI domain names, that's $250,000 a year, $250,000 a year to hold 1,000 names. That's insane. I've got 6,000 domain names and it cost me 60 grand a year. So for the cost of, I have six times more domain names and it costs me 25% of what it would cost to carry 1,000 .AI domains.
And even when
my sell-through rate's going to be higher, my return is going to be higher, right? So my point was not, I always said, I don't hate .AI. What I hate is the thought of paying tens of thousands of dollars to buy a .AI domain name just to sell it for tens of thousands of dollars. That doesn't make sense.
And even the renewal fees, when we get them to come in on our normal portfolio, those big chunks, I hate when, like, you know, outlay that money, man. That's like, you're like, oof.
I think a lot of the companies that launched this year will not be around
100%
in 2 or 3 years, right? So it's like first mover, they're launching, they're out there. It very much follows my frame on trends, right? So the first step is like, no one knows what's happening. They just jump, right? There's, like, that's a good trend. Like, you hit it there, right? You think of the metaverse, right?
Yeah.
It's like people jump. They were making great offers. Then the market kind of settles in, right? Then you go to brands, right? So then you come down to brands. So all these .AI companies, I mean, in 3 years from now, the tech is going to be so much more sophisticated.
Yeah.
Which will allow new companies to come in. Then you go to brand, right? So brand would be more your .com, would be more your simplicity, right? So like this underlying aspect of simplicity will always be rewarded with conversion. Then you go back to category defining. So, I mean, it follows the same, I guess, you know, hearing you talk about the same patterns. I don't know. There's so many companies launched. They're out there. It's like, you know, can you even see, hey, what does this company do from this company, right?
Yeah.
A lot of them will not be around. If you're a domain investor,
.AI names are working for a lot of the AI companies because of the price point too. It's like they're not at the same level.
It's not .com. Yeah.
Right. So you got a one word .AI now might be worth $100,000, might become the floor, right? But for a really good similar version of a .com, now $1 million is the floor, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, the delta is still very much, you know, there. And I think for companies that are starting getting a little bit of cash, investing 50 grand, 40 grand into a domain name, you know, feels real. It gives them something that they can work with that is being accepted sort of in this broader scope. The VCs are attracted to it, that kind of stuff. I think all that makes sense. And it's still not the kind of outlay of capital that, you know, you need to put out there for a really like legit, like one word .com and that kind of thing. So, you know, I think the pocket, it's just hot. It's right. It's a window.
And again, I'm
lean
not
into
a hater.
It, take it.
Yeah, I think it's amazing to watch some of the people, like the early adopters, you know, the James Benandy Booth, the Richard Kirkendall, you know, these guys were early adopters and they're being rewarded for that. And I think that's phenomenal. But as, you know, an educator in the domain space through this show, I feel a responsibility to point out to people that, hey, if you weren't an early adopter, it might not be a good idea for you to be go out there paying thousands of dollars to buy these .AI domain names, trying to copy the rewards that these other guys are earning,
because
you won't have the same results.
You're chasing, you know.
But wouldn't you say there's also more, it was more the premium .AIs are really move the AI market, right?
You're not
buying, good workout.ai, right? Or whatever it is. You know what I'm saying? Like that's going to gravitate towards .com.
Media Options is the industry's leading domain broker specializing in domain acquisitions, high-value domain sales, and domain name consultation. As pioneers and thought leaders on the subject of the domain aftermarket and domain name value, plus through their clear domain acquisition service, Media Options offers startups and established corporations an unparalleled scope of high-value domain options, providing access to domain names and curation technologies not available elsewhere. Media Options believes in the power of a great domain name and is dedicated to helping you obtain yours. Call or email today to put a domain to work for you.
No, I think all that makes sense. And then you mentioned Kirkendall, by the way. I saw Spaceship, 3 million domains under management now, which was awesome. Shout out to them. Then I saw Todd Hahn posted today, Dynadot is now at 7 million names under management, which I think is pretty awesome.
Yeah, so, Dynadot's definitely
big shout out
all
to,
cylinders.
Big shout out to both of them. I think that's really cool and like interesting for the space. And it's nice to see those, you know, platforms continue to grow and get traction. So I think that's cool as well.
Also, shout out D3. I saw Fred was at the BTC Vegas event. And they had a panel, and I saw him sitting up there with Arthur Hayes, one of my favorite Bitcoin OGs, and they were rapping about that convergence of domain names and Bitcoin, and I haven't even listened to the conversation yet, but I've sent myself a reminder. I can't wait to listen to it. But I love to see two of my favorite worlds converging.
Yeah.
So shout out Fred, shout out Arthur, shout out D3.
Well, and I think that goes back to what you were saying too about when we look to trends, like, you know, predicting the future is impossible, but, you know, there are ways to start to see sort of the writing on the wall as these, some of these things are happening. And, you know, there are going to be use cases. There are going to be things that are going to transpire that, you know, chances are will be more good for domains than bad for domains, especially when you look at also the integration between, you know, the Web3 applications, all the crypto stuff. Like there's just, you know, domains aren't going away. They're going to find more ways to use them. And there are a lot of folks out there doing really cool, innovative stuff that will continue to help drive the value and put them sort of right in the middle of the, of all ecosystems and commerce that really, that, you know, and the internet. So it's like, you know, those are the trends you want to continue to ride, right?
Yep.
Because those are not, those aren't going away. So, all right, cool.
Durability.
I love it. All right, well, we've got only a couple more minutes, so let's kind of wrap this up. We'll do a quick around the horn. So starting with you, Matthew. So any kind of final thoughts on the what you're excited about for these next, like the next 2 days of our offsite and beyond? Like, what's up?
I think just continuing the conversations that we've been having. Just being here, I don't know.
Yeah, just, hey, vibing, keeping it moving, man. I like it. It's all good. All right, Chris, what about you, man?
I would say, you know, there's this like future trend out, and then there's just the tactics of selling a domain, right? The tactics of belief and confidence. And, you know, that was the interesting thing in on that boat in just the last couple days here is like the confidence from people who have been successful, the confidence from people who have a frame, how they view things, right? There's a formula to this, right?
Yeah.
What I looked in the, on the boat yesterday is like, listen, these are all people who are started their careers in sales. Okay, so they get this process down, right? They get this process like, you know, one of the comments was, you can BS all day, but never lie, right? You know, a real buyer, you can't offend a real buyer.
Mm-hmm.
The confidence of knowing, you know, this thought from Rick with, it's your world headquarters. Okay, that's a frame, right?
Yep.
That immediately projects something. So, you know, there's one aspect to understand domains are moving. You know, from a sales standpoint, there's a process and there's frames that go into it. There's just like this natural ability. And, you know, you can learn it too, to selling domains. And because you have to, you know, in some cases, you have to change that worldview. Okay, so more to come on that. I'll do a couple of videos on that. But that was like half the conversation. Yeah. That might have been like 3/4 of the conversation, you know, just like this overconfidence, you know, coming back to the value of domains, the confidence in domains as foundational strategic advantage for a company,
a durable moat.
Yeah.
I think that you know, I'll give my two takeaways. One is piggybacking on Chris, which is. At the end of the day, and I've said some version of this before on the last few Sherpas, but at the end of the day, we're facing this paradigm shift. And the question, the open question is what the open question should be in the mind of every domain investor and every participant in the domain market is, what does this new paradigm mean for domains? And what I came away with is that it is going to create an even more durable moat for your business. That is what it means for domains. Your domain name, if you have a strong domain name that is complementary and uplifting to your brand, one of the great insights from yesterday that I personally love was your brand is what your customer calls you.
Right, yeah.
This was my favorite line.
Yep.
Your brand isn't what you say it is.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter what domain you choose or what you call your company.
Right.
Your brand is what your client calls you. Federal Express became FedEx because their customers called them FedEx.
Yeah. Yeah.
Your brand is what your customer calls you. And if you are so ignorant to ignore what your customer calls you, you are causing the downfall of your company.
Yeah.
You are deteriorating the value of your company because your company's value is not your balance sheet. It's your brand. Your intellectual property is the vast majority of the value of your company.
Brand equity.
Go look at Coca-Cola's balance sheet. The value lies in their IP.
Yeah. Well, they went from Coca-Cola to Coke.
Coca-Cola to Coke.
Yeah.
Because what did their customers call them?
Coke.
Hey, you want to have a Coke?
Yeah.
Nobody said you want to have a Coca-Cola since 1950.
Exactly.
So when their customers called them Coke, so they became Coke.
Right.
And this was a great insight.
Yeah.
Okay. Second insight was the uncertainty, the anxiety of what's going on. What does this paradigm shift mean for us? Was causing me, and I think all of us, to be reactionary, to be chasing every, you know, tail, for lack of a better word. And what that confidence and what that discussion yesterday led to was for me to say, we need to stop chasing our tail and trying to figure out what we need to shift and what we need to do. And we need to go to the hockey term, skate to where the puck is going to be, not where the puck is now.
Sure.
And when you're trying to get to where the puck is now, you're chasing your tail because the puck's always moving.
Yeah.
But where's that puck ultimately going to go? Where are we going 1 year from now, 2 years from now? I came into this week thinking about a 10-year plan. And one of the other insights I've got is that, you know, there's exactly zero people in the world right now that can make a 10-year plan because we don't have a freaking clue.
Yeah.
You know, as Slavik brought up, Sergey Brin said, I don't know where we're going to be in 5 years.
Yeah,
and so if Sergey Brin doesn't know where we're going to be in 5 years, don't know.
Yeah, for sure.
And so I think, you know, we can only look at where's the puck going to be 1 year from now? Where's the puck going to be 2 years from now? I don't think we can even look at where's the puck going to be 5 years from now.
Right.
But if we can create a 1 year, 2 year plan, maybe a 3 year plan, I think we're setting ourselves up for a tremendous amount of success because I did walk away with a solidified confidence in the domain market, in domain names themselves, in the value. And I think we're headed for great, you know, great times.
Yeah.
Great times and great things. And with that said, speaking of great times, this here in Miami has been great. Again, we've got, you know, NamesCon coming up back here in Miami. So I think those of you that, you know, were thinking about making that trip, I think should really think about doing that. That's November 5th and 6th. Again,
bienvenidos a Miami.
Am I making sure I got the dates right? Yep, November 5th and 6th. Get to namescon.com. Check it out. You know, get yourself registered, all that good stuff. This has been a super insightful week. This has been great for us as a team. I think it's been great for the industry in general. That's what's also very, very cool about the industry being so small and tight-knit and, you know, is that a small group of people getting together can feel like, you know, so important, you know? And which is also why which is why things like NamesCon are great because it's even a bigger group of people getting together, which could also be very important. So anyway, so namescon.com, definitely check that out. I don't know how loud this music has been, but if you guys have been enjoying it, you know, through the conversation.
Yeah, hopefully you got a little shimmy while you're watching the Sherp episode.
But,
pep in your step.
Yeah, but it's all, but otherwise.
Good energy.
Otherwise, it's been great. Well, the energy has been great. I think the energy right now is great. I think that, you know, being extremely bullish on domains, understanding that not, you know, even our sales cycle is months long in a process, right? So it's hard to just, you can't be so reactionary where yesterday to today, you know, makes that huge of a difference. As long as you're continuing to keeping it moving, making good choices, you know, reasoned bets, things like that, you know, it's all part of the process. But anyway, I want to thank you guys. And I want to thank the audience. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Thank you, Billy. But to the audience, you know, without you, there is no us. So it means a lot that you guys tune in and check us out. So we're always just doing what we do for y'all. So that's why we're here. And I think, like I said, thank you to Billy. Thank you to the team. Thank you to Miami. We'll see everybody next time here on Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. Peace out, everybody. See you soon.